Hello.
Hey, Mike, it's Matt.
Yeah.
Hey, so I just got your text too, by the way.
Yeah.
So I was able to get the team to do 400 with the extra 130 for you. So you don't have to bring as much to the table, and you'll still get that 130 of extra ad spend. So you get 530 for 400. How's that sound?
That's fine.
That's better than doing 500, right? So, okay. You need to do it on a different card. Is that correct?
Yeah, I do. Are you able to do that?
Yeah, I can definitely do that. Let me create your invoice right now for it too, and then I'm gonna put the new card information for it. Okay. So you just want to do the 400, but it'll be 530 with the ad, yeah? Is that what we're gonna do? Okay. I'm gonna get that knocked out. But you want to keep the card, the regular card for the service, but just for this, you want to change the card info, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to change that.
What card do you have on there now? Do you know?
It's 6672.
Okay. All right.
That's the one you want to, you want to.
No, that's the one that goes for the other one. This
yeah.
one, I'm going to get a new one for this one.
Okay.
We'll put this on a different card.
Perfect. Yeah, no worries. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and read that card number off? That should start with a 4.
Yep, it's 4610.
Uh-huh.
4602.
Okay.
2308. 6828.
All right, let me read this back to you. 4610, 4602, 2308, 6828.
Yep.
Okay, and expiration?
0729.
And then 3-digit code?
177.
Okay. You said 0729 for the expiration?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me. Then I also got to get my team to schedule a call with you, too.
Are they the ones that will talk to me about, like, the keywords and stuff or whatever?
Yeah. That, and we got to test your, we got to make sure that you know how to pick up the calls and everything so that when you do get the calls, you're ready for it. So I'm going to get them to get a schedule here. Okay. Let me send it. I'm messaging my team here, too. Give me 1 second. Trying to get this call scheduled with you guys. And I am getting your invoice created too here. Okay. Almost done here, my paperwork. And I'm also working with my team here to figure out getting this call done for you, too. What would work better for you, today or tomorrow, for like a call with the team?
You could call me.
Huh?
You could call today, that's fine.
Okay.
Is that better for you? Make sure you have those things. Was this one going there?
Let's just pick it up that small one.
Yeah, we took it off because of the coach, huh? Couldn't hold it up.
And so you want the 6672 to remain the card on file, though, correct?
Okay. What'd you say?
You want the 6672 card remaining on file, though. Like, in other words, you want that for your normal subscription.
Yeah.
But for this transaction, you want it with a different card.
No, for this transaction, you use this card, the one I gave you that was
Yeah, the 6828, yeah.
Yeah. And then the other transaction you do, you use that card.
Yeah, I got you.
Yep.
So I'm just making sure. And everything on the new card is still just your name, Michael Padilla.
Yep.
808 Mercury Circle Lone Tree.
No, that's different. So the billing address on that one is 15 Stony Run.
15 Stony, S-T-O-N-E-Y?
S-T-O-N-Y.
S-T-O-N-Y. And run, yeah. Is that separate word?
Yeah, R-U-N, and then place.
Okay.
And then it's Spring, Texas, 77381.
77831?
381.
381. Okay. Yep. 381. So 15 Stony Run Place, Spring, Texas, 77381, correct?
Yep. You got it. Okay.
Gotcha. It just says Michael Padilla on it, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. So going forward, though, it's going to be that 6672 for both. Because there's no way to, like, have two different cards. Like, this transaction is going to have, you know, the 400 on the new card that you just gave me. But going forward, your monthly, so let's say you keep your ad spin at 400 plus your...
What I was trying to do is split them up so they don't all come at once. But is that possible? That's the reason I did that.
I
don't want to have a big old giant bill all at once. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it would still have to be one card, though. But, yeah, I think we can probably split it up. I'm working on that right now. Okay. Yeah, so it's pretty much going to be... Oh, yeah, so, like... Because normally your $2.99, since it came out just recently, let's see. What we could probably do is change your billing date on your $2.99 to a different day so they're not so close together.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know if they would be running together or if that's fine. If you could do that where, you know, if it takes out a same car, I don't care. It's just as long as they're not together, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was trying to avoid.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Same cars, but separated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they just pick it out and, like, around this time, I got a lot of bills that come in and
yeah.
Extra one, you know, so.
Okay, so how about this? We can do, so today's the third, so every third of the month will be your 400. And then your $2.99 for the monthly subscription gets you optimized will be on the 16th of every month. How's that sound? Does that work?
Yeah, I guess that's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see. Do you want it more like towards like closer to the end of the month in that sense? Like, you want me to see if I can get it pushed out to the 16th, maybe like the 25th of every month or something like that?
Oh, well, right now, if you said on the 3rd and the 16th, right?
Yeah.
Is that when I paid the last time, or?
Well, the last time you were late because it was like the card info, we had to update it or something like that, so.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
It's normally, though, on the 16th.
On the 16th?
Oh. Was that late? I didn't know. Nobody said anything to me.
Yeah.
I
know. It probably was like, yeah, let's see. Yeah, so it was the 16th. It took like a few days, like I know, like to get that situated. So yeah, it was like
whatever.
I mean, you were like a week late. It was like a week. It was not that far.
Apart from each other, it'd be great, you know.
What's that?
I said if you could get them like 2 weeks apart from each other, that would be great.
2 weeks. Okay, so the 3rd. Okay, so like let's just here. Let's just see. Let me go to February. So here's the 3rd. 1, 2. So 1, 2. Yeah, I mean, they're pretty much 2 weeks apart from each other.
Okay.
Yeah, they're already 2 weeks. Do you need it more, or is that good for you?
No, I mean, I don't know. That's good.
Yeah, okay. So that's what I'm going to do. So you're going to want the 6672 as your main billing for both. But, you know, it's going to be the 3rd and the – so today's transaction is going to be the new card. Okay, that's what you want, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to change that right now to the new card. And I'm going to change the address and everything as well. Okay. Going forward, do you want the new card or do you want that old card ending in 6672?
Let's see. Going forward, you can put it on the other card too. I would have put them both on the same card. I just didn't want them, like I said, coming at the same time.
Yeah. I see.
I split it up on the card, you know.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that was my business card, the first one that you had.
Okay, so that's the one you want going forward.
The 6672, that's my business card. And the one that I gave you for today is my personal.
Gotcha, just to get to split it up.
Yeah.
Mhm. No worries. Makes a lot of sense, Mike. 1, 7, 7. Perfect.
But if we make a bunch of money, then it won't matter.
Exactly. Well, and the cool thing is that's why I want to make sure that we get hold on. Referring to the LSA. Him through that. Okay. Okay. So I'm updating the card now to be your normal card. Okay. Okay, so you're going to have, like I said, the third of every month will be your 400, and then the 16th of every month will be your 299.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Yeah, so, and then I'm working, I'm, like, messaging my team as I'm doing this, like, multitasking, to work on this call for you as well.
Somebody's calling me from you guys over there.
What's that?
Hold on a second. There, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
That was weird. Somebody was calling me from you guys there on an 800 number. I don't know who it was, but. Was that
probably
the caller you're going to have call?
Huh?
Was that the people that you're going to have them call me?
Yeah, I would probably, like, they probably were, you know, calling you at the same time as I was messaging them. Probably what's going
it's
on. But I'm
weird,
in case.
I don't know how they called me, but it was weird the way it showed up. There it is again. It's got like a blue dot or something down here with the check mark. Mm. Should I answer it?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, that's weird. I don't know. Are you there, Matt?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll sort it out with my team. Don't worry. Like, I'll make sure you get a call. Like, that's definitely.
It's weird.
Yeah, I need to make sure I get the old card back in here.
Oh, this time it has a green button.
Huh?
This time it has a green button. Like I said, it was weird before. Hold on.
Yeah.